thoughts on failure? Well, I hate failure. You know, I'm not good at dealing with failure. If I set out to do something and I'm not able to accomplish it, that hits me so hard in the heart. And it makes me reflect on myself and question if I'm good enough, question all these things about my identity, you know. And a lot of people go through with this, I think, as well. And it's hard because, like, as a kid, you've grown up around the realm of not accepting failure and not embracing it as well. You know, like, any grade you had, anything. My household was pretty well structured on getting good grades, and I was smart. I was good at school, and so I would work hard to get those good grades. And if I got a B, man, that was the worst. And like, my parents were actually really good about being okay with it, but there was this subtle culture in the household, you know, like, you're smart, you're gonna get A's, and if you don't, at least this is what I kind of thought of myself, is like, you're a failure to not getting those good grades. And like with my brother as well, with our friends and whatnot, like, that's kind of ingrained in all of your childhood. And I think a lot of people go through that. A lot of the school systems kind of facilitate that, because, like, I mean, you're grading someone on a scale from good to bad, and giving them a failing grade, an F, because they did something differently or did something wrong is, I mean, it's a good learning tool. Like, you should try to do it right, but it makes you scared. It makes you not want to attempt things because you're scared to fail at them. And that's the line that's difficult to cross over. And that's something lately I've been really trying to work on, because I'm scared of failure. I'm scared of being a failure, and maybe I'm scared of looking like a failure to other people. And I mean, that just goes into a lot of different concepts in terms of how you view yourself, so I don't want to get into right now. But I just want to talk a little bit about how I've learned to embrace failures a little bit more lately. One of the big things I did, I don't like asking for help, and I think that goes along with not wanting to be a failure, because when you ask for help, you kind of feel like a failure. And it was my junior year of college. I was an RA at the time. And for Christmas break, everyone was asking what we were doing at one of the meetings. And I had no idea what I was going to do for Christmas break. I hadn't really thought about it. And we get a 6-week break from the university. And my friend Aaron asked me, hey, Josh, what are you going to do? And I jokingly said, I think I'm going to go hitchhike somewhere. And she's like, wait, really? And I was like, yeah. And I'm joking. I'm not going to hitchhike anywhere. And then, like, 2 days later, I sat around and was thinking about that. And I was like, man, I'm gonna hitchhike somewhere. I don't know where yet. We're gonna figure this out. And so I did some research and thought about hopping a train. Realized that's pretty problematic. You can get pretty big trouble for doing that. And I ended up flying to Vegas, playing poker in Vegas for 5-6 days, winning some money, and then hitchhiking up to Portland. And that, like, for me, that was funny, because, like, I hate asking for help, and the whole time I'm sitting there begging people with my thumb out and with a smile on my face to drive me 10 miles north. And that was a learning experience, and that was wild, and I'm going to write an article about that at some point. But that was one of the big catalysts to get me over at least a subtle realm of fearing failure, you know. And another thing, last summer, I went and sold door-to-door insulation. And that's a lot of failure involved with that, man. You get people who despise you being on their doorstep. And I'm probably one of those people. When someone comes to my door, like, I don't want to talk to a solicitor. I don't want to give them the time of day to tell me about their product or what they're trying to get you to buy. And 95 to 97% of people just kick you off their porch right away. And that's interesting, because if that really helps me with the fear of failure, because, like, you know you're going to fail. At that point, you expect it, and by expecting the failure, you're able to go ahead and do it anyway, which is kind of cool. And that's something else I want to talk about at a different point. But I think to overcome the fear of failure, you just have to fail. You have to be okay with failing. And there's plenty of ways to do that. And a lot of times, for me, I think the best way to do that is to start out by failing at things you're not fully attached to. Because if you're fully attached to something and you fail at it, like, that's going to hit you a little bit harder. And that's the point you want to get to, though. You want to get to the point where the things you're fully attached to, you can still go out and fail at. And that's like what I'm trying to do with strength movement, and that's why I'm talking about this right now, is because I'm trying to get to that point. I'm not there yet, and I'm 100% not here, that not there yet, and it's interesting to realize, like, how I still fear that failure on such a high level. So this summer I'm going to go sell inflation again, and I think it's going to be a good catalyst to the fear of failure and overcoming that fear. And I mean, there's other realms too, like, anytime you're, like, that's one of the things that I've been talking about lately and trying to embrace is, like, basically find the fear that I have and try and overcome it and try and face that fear. And I think the more you face fears, the less you're going to fear them and the less you're going to fear failure in general, because a lot of times you're going to fail when you're chasing those fears and you're trying to face them, and that's cool, and that's, I think that's worth it. I think, for me anyway, that's progress, and that's really how you got to look at failure. You got to look at it as progress, even though it might not be statistical progress in terms of moving the needle forward towards success. Like, every failure you have is going to lead you to success, and that's the cliche saying, and that's something interviewing people on Idea Mentor, they say that all the time. You ask them, you know, what would you do differently? And 85% of the really successful people on there say nothing. You know, like, they learn from those failures. And that's another thing. You can keep failing, and you can keep failing, but if you don't learn from it, the failure is not really worth it. So that's part of why I'm starting this blog and really putting my thoughts out there, is because really the only way to learn something fully is to share it with someone else. You know, like, that's why if you learn a new concept in physics or in math or whatever class you're taking, and then the teacher asks you to demonstrate what you learned for the class, like, you're going to remember that. Teaching is the best form of learning. And so for me, I'm not trying to teach, but I'm trying to share. And that reiterates the whole thing. So, I mean, I don't know. Failure is interesting because it's attached to your ego, and it's attached to who you are as a person, and overcoming that's hard. And for a lot of people, you got to start small, especially for me. Like, start small with facing small fears and embracing small failures, and eventually you can build that momentum and scale it up to doing the big things you need to do.